and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. Team, the show where we talk how to take our life and make it more functional, more independent through the lens of an occupational therapist. Again, this season, we're taking tips from real life applications from my own life, different tips, ideas, suggestions, and different devices and the like that we use in our own life to try to make life a little easier, a little more seamless, a little less setbacks, and a little more fun in different aspects. We talked about different aspects about the backpacks and the home office, contactless living, contactless trips, and coming back from the summer, kids in the kitchen, Alexa, and storage space, all of those things. We want to talk again how to get through the week and get through different chores, running the house, living quarters, and the like, how we do it. And we talked about this last season, previous seasons, we're talking about schedule, but good to remind ourselves how different apps and different ideas and different scheduling things can work out for us to make us have a more seamless week. So in terms of chores and appointments, I say thank God for calendar reminders. My wife and I on our iPhones, we have this calendar app and we always put different reminders. If I don't have the reminders, if it's not in the phone, if it's not written, it will not be remembered. There's a famous phrase in Working for the City, if you don't write it, it didn't happen. If it's not documented, if it doesn't happen. So l'havdol to separate, I would say also if it's not put in the reminders for me, if it's not written down, it will not be remembered. The a lot of people used to write post-it notes and tacket notes and stickies all over the place, but in the new age technology using the iPhone, this is a good way to do things. Also, auto pay is very good, especially for contactless times, but auto pay is a really good way to have bills taken care of because it's so easy to forget bills, to write the check, to send it in, to mail it. When you have auto pay, it just gets deducted, and it's just like direct deposit, goes right into your bank account, which is a wonderful type of invention. So too, when it comes to auto pay, it just gets deducted from your account. You could link it to whatever account you want, and it happens on whatever, the first day of the month for the mortgage, and some people do it for the phone and the like, but auto pay is a good way to do it. And in general, to have a day-by-day breakdown, the way that I do it at least, the way that we do it is Sunday is usually the chore day, so there's a lot of dishes that build up from the Sabbath, from the weekend. A lot of times we'll tack it on Sunday or Monday, Tuesday, whenever I get around to it. But usually chore day, it's usually laundry, like the major things like the towels and the sheets usually come about on Sunday. I try to do laundry every other night. Try to do it Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday nights, and also stagger bath time schedules along with that. Usually it comes in that, and then I try to give myself a little bit off Monday, Wednesday, if I have to sort the laundry or put away the laundry. Again, folding laundry, too much time for me, but at least some of the stuff, actually nowadays I do fold, but be able to put this stuff away, not always the same day as we do it, because otherwise it's too hard. Also nowadays, we talked about yesterday, how there's, 2 days ago, 2 episodes ago, how contactless living really happens, especially with ordering things. So Monday night, we'll write down what we want for the week from the grocery store. We email it in, we write it down, and that's usually sent in on Monday night. And then on Tuesday, usually is when we get the really cool dinner in a box. I talked about a lot on the show in the past. There's different versions, but the Jewish version is J-Chef, the kosher version, but there's many of them. I think there's one called Dinner in a Box, and there's also many of them. I can't think of the companies offhand, but ours usually comes also Tuesday or Wednesday. The groceries gets delivered Wednesday, and it's also when we try to put it away Wednesday. A lot of times my wife will put it away, sometimes I'll put it away, and a lot of times the children like to help, and it's a big thrill for them, besides for when Amazon comes every other day or every day, because they love to come by our house. Being an Amazonaholic, I fully admit that they come all the time, but for groceries itself, when they come Wednesday, especially the oldest son, the 5-year-old, loves to help put things away. And he knows where everything goes. He knows the waters goes in the bottom left cabinet, and the seltzers go in the bottom right cabinet on the top. He knows that the yogurts go on the top of the fridge, and he knows that the other yogurts go there, and he knows that the waffles go in the freezer, and our special Sabbath treat, our special Sabbath candy goes in the... It's very cool that he knows. Kids are very, very aware. They know where things go. They know where things are. In general, when they help themselves, ourselves all the time to food and the like, snacks or whatever, before we used to lock it away with the baby-proofing technology. They know where things are, and they know where their special drinks are. We're going to talk about his allergies another time, where we found really cool products that all of us should use. It's really cool. But in general, he knows where different things go and where to put different things, and especially with putting away the groceries, now he knows, actually, after just a few times, he knows where everything goes and where to put it, and he's really, really a big help. And it's good for kids to feel like they're able to help out. So that's also a wonderful way to help out. And the mail also. Mail comes every day. Bills always come, always come. But there's always a time that I try to sit down and finally catch up on the mail and write out the checks and mail them out throughout the week. Also an important thing to do. And with the dishes, sometimes dishes for me actually is the hardest chore. I find dishes very difficult, even more than laundry. Putting away laundry is one thing, and that I could break up over the day, but dishes, there are always things that have to be done. There's always going to be laundry, there's always going to be dishes, there's always going to be garbage or whatever. I find dishes very difficult. So for me, I know for you also, a lot of times I'll listen to a lecture or I'll listen to music while doing, also while cooking, I'll listen to music or listen to a lecture. It really helps to do those things also. And to break up the day, it also is nice to have the lectures or to listen to things like that. And when it comes to thinking about the week, thinking about the day, the kids have to be dropped off in early in the morning, and work also starts early in the morning. My first student is way early, but the kids drop us before that. So when the wife takes the car, I like to walk them. We talked about how walking throughout the neighborhood, even in crazy times, is really nice. And then I have to, then we see the kids, and then the nap is usually like 10:30 in the morning, and then there's lunchtime, and then the day ends, and then around 4 o'clock before, 4 o'clock is really one of the pickups, and then 5 o'clock is the other pickup. But the 4 to 5 o'clock is the key hour. I find that dinner should be started, and 5 o'clock we usually do kid dinner, and 6 o'clock we're getting them ready, either whether it's bath time or not. That's when we get them ready for bed, and then hopefully by 6:37 we try to get them in bed, and then the real fun part of the day comes when the kids are finally sleeping. My wife and I can hang out, and we could de-stress from the day. Is really good to be able to break up our days besides just breaking up the week. And when we think about how to do things and how to cook things, the dinner in a box, really, I keep emphasizing it a lot throughout the different episodes, but it really, really makes it a really cool way of approaching dinner, because we always think, what are we going to give kids for dinner? What are we going to give them for lunch? And this, in and of itself, in the package, you could choose what you want, but I find it more fun to see what shows up. It's like food roulette. Whatever comes up is what we're going to make. We have no idea what it's going to be. This week was black pear pomegranate chicken. The other week was like tahini chicken, and the other one was like mustard chicken. It's always something different, but it's very cool to be able to see what comes out. And when we make different things, and then at night, it's good to set up for the next day. Learned this long ago. Also good to set up clothing for the next day if you can, for yourself and the spouse, and if the kids, you could lay out the clothing. I used to do that, but really a good idea to do that. And setting up the lunch boxes before really saves time. And when I, before the remote times, before crazy corona times, I used to also a lot of times set up the snacks and the lunch in advance. It saves time, makes the day in the morning. Mornings are always so crazy, always so hectic. So anything we could do to make it a little more seamless, a little more transitory, that it goes well, is good to do. So we set up the lunches before, and I really find the best time to set up their lunches. I throw in the snacks and whatever is going to be for the lunch. Usually it's refrigerated. I try to set up the night before for the day to come. So if it's going to be noodles, I'll do it then. And if it's going to be the veggie burger, I'll do it then. Or if it's going to be quinoa or waffles, whatever it's going to be for that day, try to set it up the night before, because as the day progresses, as the night progresses, it just gets too tiresome, too hard to do that. So that's a good way of also breaking up the week. But there's always so many tasks to do, so much to do. And I find also, if you want to take care of things, bills or whatnot, it's very hard to do it during the day when the kids are awake and running around and very wild, basically. So I always say, if you need anything, you want to touch base with us, anything we can help you, try to reach us after 8. Try to talk to us after 7, 7:30, 8, when the kids are in and they're down and they're hopefully sleeping, not running around or jumping around. It's a good way to do it. Again, we just wanted to give some tips, some breakdowns of how we approach the week. And of course, when it comes to setting up for the Sabbath, nowadays, since it's remote, I do a lot of it on Friday, and so it's nice and fresh. It used to be when I had to go in, I used to do Wednesday, Thursday, breaking up Wednesday, side dishes, Thursday, the meat type of dishes, but you could break it up however you like. But always looking ahead, trying to set forward how we're going to do things is a way to approach things. Just a few ideas, a few tips, how to approach your living quarters and running the house. In terms of cleaning also, I wouldn't drive myself crazy to do it every second, but besides the broom and the dustpan, cleaning up the dirt, I'm a big fan of Swiffer, the wet one and the dry one, wet one especially for the tile surfaces like the bathrooms and the kitchen, and the dry ones for the rest of the house. Do it every week or every 2 weeks, at least throughout the month. Different ways to try to keep the house clean also in a more simple way, because when you bring the mop and the bucket, it just gets crazy. That's not something I would ever recommend to do. But join us next time as we talk about starting a mini series called The Love Of Series. For The Love Of Series, we're going to talk about a few topics. The first one going to be for the love of reading and books here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.